Okay, I'm here with Myra Hanna, and she is from the PR5 Ranch. Could you tell us about that, Myra?
Yes, I can. My PR5 Ranch is my family ranch, my home ranch. I am a centennial 100-year ranch. I was awarded that honor. We were in 2006 here at the Wyoming State Fair. And I think they are going to honor some of us this Saturday night at a special meeting. The PR5 Ranch is located 30 miles southwest of Wheatland, Wyoming, on Highway 34, Sabile Canyon area. My folks came to the ranch where I'm still live on and am running in 1926 and leased it from two fellows who founded the ranch in 1890 called Martin and Lewis Peterson Rofin. The fact there is that PR5 was their brand, and it is over 100 years old, and they had a small ranch there and a few Hereford cattle. They branded PR5 Right Rib, and I still use that brand today, PR5 Right Rib. I now have Black Baldy Angus Hereford Cross cattle. Then my own personal brand is Quarter Circle MJ for Myra J. Hanna. I lost my parents several years ago, and then my husband and I, Max Elwood Hanna, came back and have been running my PR5 ranch since 1958. And I lost Elwood Hanna, my husband, in 2002, but he was on dialysis in 2000, so I have been running the ranch alone with hired help since 2000. And luckily, I've been able to find help and go on with it. I run about a 250 cow outfit, Black Angus Hereford Cross. I sell on the videos every year. I've recently been on Cattle Country Video at Torrington with my steer calves and hope to carry that out. My family that I have now, I lost my husband in 2002 and my only brother. Flaherty was my maiden name. My parents' name was Earl and Myrtle Flaherty. My name is, of course, Myra Hanna. My daughter, Susan Hanna, lives in Laramie, Wyoming, is my only daughter. And my two grandchildren, her children, Julia Weeklum and Ian Weeklum. Ian works for Happy Jack Software and Julia at the University of Wyoming. Susan, my daughter, is employed at Information Technology, the Computer Center at the University of Wyoming, and has been there quite several years, senior programmer. And I'm very happy they are close to where I live.
Was Susan raised on the ranch there?
Yes, Susan was raised on my ranch, but she attended high school in Wheatland, Wyoming. Many years ago, my brother Cliff Flaherty and I actually attended University High School in Laramie. And then I went right on after high school through the University of Wyoming and the College of Commerce. And my brother later went through the College of Engineering, and I did lose him also soon after I lost my husband in 2002. Susan was in 4-H rather than Albany County in Platte County and had quite a career showing her horses and cattle. She was able to go to Denver Stock Show judging. She and her group won the National Horse Judging Contest back in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, in actually the 70s, a while back.
So what's the size of your ranch?
Well, it's several thousand acres. I have, it's not contiguous. I have my home ranch, and then I have a 1970, which my father had and parents had actually put together, which included land on the edge of the Laramie Plains. And that's where I run my older cows, 4 years and up. And then in 1970, we bought half of my grandfather's ranch, Gus Rosentrater, which is just across the road from where I live. So I'm both sides of the highway there, above Shamrock there, in mainly land in Albany County, but some in Platte County. But I have most of my land in Albany. So I have 5180 license, and I vote in Albany County, and I work at Sabile. I'm a judge at Sabile Precinct. So our ranch does have quite a history, as have many in the area.
What do you think the future holds for your land?
This year is very difficult, as we all know, with our drought.
The drought.
And then 1 year ago, August 30th, 31st, I had a big fire on my ranch. Oh, yes, it made the papers. And I lost over 2,000 acres. 150 firefighters in four states, hot shots in Arizona, California, Colorado, etc. And it burned a good share of my grazing land and my fences. Been quite difficult. And this year, 2012, is probably, as many of us know, one of the worst years of drought we've had. So my future is a little not as great as it has been.
And some rain, right?
Yes, we certainly need moisture, as does much of the state of Wyoming.
Well, thank you for sharing this. Do you have anything else?